KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies, 40 degrees. We do look for some areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, a partly cloudy to cloudy sky and a high near 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In the latest area news, the driver of a vehicle pulled over for traveling 83 miles per hour in a 55 zone Wednesday morning was arrested on weapon and drug-related charges. His passenger was arrested on drug and other charges. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports 28-year-old Alexander John Welsh of Boone was arrested at the scene of Highway 34 and Fig Avenue at around 10 a.m. Wednesday. While speaking with Welsh, deputies noticed inside his vehicle in plain view drug paraphernalia. During a probable cause search of the vehicle, deputies located two loaded handguns, used hypodermic needles, a digital scale containing methamphetamine residue, and a concealed machete, along with a lockbox that contained $900 in U.S. currency. Walsh was arrested for three counts of carrying weapons, two counts of possession of a firearm by a prohibited person, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was brought to the Adams County Jail and held on a $16,300 cash bond only. The passenger in the vehicle, 38-year-old Catherine Marie Stone of Garden Grove, was arrested for providing a false ID, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine. Once inside the jail, Stone allegedly tried to flush down the toilet a baggie containing meth and a spoon. She was subsequently charged with interference with official acts and possessing contraband in a secure facility. Her cash bond was set at $6,900. Sheriff's deputies in Adams County late last night arrested 39-year-old Jill Coddington of Corning. Coddington was taken into custody after she allegedly violated a no-contact order by picking up her boyfriend and bringing him to her home in Corning. A domestic dispute transpired soon thereafter. The boyfriend left the scene and fled on foot before deputies arrived. Coddington was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $300 bond. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday that a man was arrested Tuesday on a Polk County warrant for sex offender registry violation, first offense. 31-year-old Thomas Hayden of Atlantic was also arrested on a Polk County warrant for sex offender registry violation, second or subsequent offense. Hayden was being held in the Cass County Jail. And 43-year-old Keith Zarbano of Atlantic was arrested Wednesday morning for disorderly conduct. He was also booked into the Cass County Jail. In state news, more than 100 people who received pensions from the Iowa Public Employees Retirement System, or IPERS, didn't get their monthly payments on Tuesday as they normally would have. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
It's a case of identity theft, and the FBI has been called in to investigate. According to KCCI Television, none of the 103 people affected had gone online to monitor their IPERS account. Hackers then used social security numbers and other personal information to set up that online monitoring. Then they redirected the pension checks for those 103 people. IPERS regularly sends benefits to 115,000 retirees. Officials told the Des Moines Register that monthly benefits had been reissued to the 103 people affected by the hack. I'm O.K. Henderson.
In our funeral announcements, Franklin Schmidt, age 81, of Atlantic, died October 26th at Atlantic Specialty Care. A memorial service for Franklin Schmidt will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the American Legion Memorial Building in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Joanne Jo Jorgensen, age 86, of Anita, died Monday at Caring Acres in Anita. Funeral services for Joanne Jorgensen will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Neva Clark, age 93, of Panora, died Tuesday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Neva Clark will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Yvonne Ursham, age 84, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral services for Yvonne Ursham will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Russell Lang, age 85, of Elkhorn, died Monday in Webster City. Funeral services for Russell Lang will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Thomas Edwin Shelberg, age 78, of Griswold, died Monday at the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Thomas Shelberg will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Griswold Community Building. Nelson Boylan, the Rett Funeral Chapel of Red Oak, has the arrangements. Harry Washington Calbaugh, age 87, of Menlo, died Saturday. A celebration of life service for Harry Calbaugh will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Delbert Killen, age 87, of Exira, died Monday at Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Delbert Killen will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Dora Mae Borrett, age 90, of Villisca and formerly of Rural Elliott, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Villisca. A massive Christian burial for Dora Mae Borrett will be held this Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Timothy's Reno Catholic Church in rural Cumberland. Regan Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Martin Mert Anthony Schwarty, age 89, of Westphalia, died October 25th. Funeral services for Mert Schwarty will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Cynthia Bean, age 57, who's formerly of Redfield, died Tuesday. Graveside memorial services for Cynthia Bean will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the East Lynn Cemetery near Redfield. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has the arrangements. Richard C. Rick Schneider, age 66, of Avoca, died Wednesday in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Rick Schneider will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. The Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. John Jack Christensen, age 75, of Lucas and formerly of Creston, died Monday in Creston. Celebration of Light memorial services for Jack Christensen will be held Monday at 11:30 at the Powers Funeral Home in Creston. Terry Clausen, age 69, of Audubon, died October 10th at the Friendship Home. A Celebration of Life memorial graveside service for Terry Clausen will be next Monday at 2 o'clock at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. And Dean Meisenheimer, age 86, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Dean Meisenheimer are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.